Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Well, summer is over, and we're back to work in Los Angeles here at the Final Edition. And, of course, summer is not over. It's the beginning of August, and this isn't work because nobody gets paid. Nonetheless, we in LA are back to producing new sketches, and we're in the studio again for one reason, and one reason only. It's the only place with air conditioning. It's also the only time we talk to other people. So, two reasons. Anyway, this week we've got a couple of things about music, a couple of sketches about food, and an ever-expanding cast of consistently talented people who had nothing else to do this summer except head to the studio and hang out. So, right, three reasons. And do we do it to change the world, my friends? No. We do it so that you have something to listen to in the car. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Man on the street!
Guns made on 3D printers have turned up at airport security, and blueprints for making them have been blocked from the internet by a federal judge. The Final Edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
I don't know why people are worried about these 3D guns. Just don't wear those glasses.
I put on the glasses, and it's like the guns are coming right at me!
I can't afford a 3D printer. I just have to make my guns at work.
Now, there's two ways for a gun to jam.
I was going to print bullets, but I ran out of cyan.
I mean, that's kind of cool. But I just type people's names, and then they die.
Now, when you pistol whip someone, it just goes like...
Sounds like I'm hitting somebody in the head with a Pez dispenser.
I tried to throw my gun in the East River, and it floated.
Let me know when you invent a 4D gun.
Ooh, to shoot someone in the past.
Still no one's found a way to 3D print these guns. I'm holding up my arm.
3D gun! I want a 3D cock!
You've been getting only 2D cocks?
Yeah.
I left my gun in the back seat of my car. And it warped.
This is my gun. There are many guns like it. Many, many, many guns like it.
You think that's cool? I can shit bullets.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders tries to order food.
Ernie's Chicken Shack. May I take your order?
Yes. I'd like to order four of your home-style chicken dinners with extra,
Wait, are you Sarah Huckabee Sanders?
Yes, but I...
Okay, no.
My family is expecting me to bring home dinner, and I have to...
We ran out of food.
But...
Oh, no, we're closed, too.
Damn.
Stay tuned for the next installment of Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Tries to order food.
Summer is here, and you know what that means. Summer music festivals. All the coolest, hottest people in the world converging in sweaty mobs to party their cares away. But let's be honest for a second. Do you really just go to festivals so you can look like you have a fun life on social media, even though you actually hate crowds and loud music? Are you so tired of summer festivals that sell themselves as luxurious party experiences, but end up just being ridiculously expensive ways to hang out in basically a refugee camp covered in glitter? Then we've made the summer festival experience for you. Welcome to So Chilla. We provide everything you need to make it look like you're having a great time on social media without any of the crowds, lines, or music. We have shitty step and repeat banners made by unpaid interns, cute cabanas made from art department trash, and great lighting from almost any angle. Featuring fake bands that are almost like the ones you really love. The Vein Chokers, 50 Wops, Lard, The Black Knees, and Maroon Knives.
All my friends went to Coachella this year, but I didn't have the money, so I went to So Chilla. They gave me a flower headband and took three pictures of me with fake friends in front of a band no one knew. I looked like I had an awesome day and still got home in time to watch The Bachelorette, while my friends spent half their day vomiting in a porta potty from eating tainted vegan hot dogs.
My friends all went to Burning Man, but I don't have thousands of dollars to spend to go take Molly in the desert for a week. So I took half a pack of Sudafed, smeared some glitter on my face, and went to So Chilla. I stood in front of a small troll doll someone set on fire, but used perspective to make it look like a giant kick-ass blaze behind me. My Snapchat story looked just as cool as all my friends, but it only cost me $15, and I didn't have to take off from work.
I didn't use the service. Do you validate?
And for those high rollers and agoraphobics out there, sign up for our VIP package. We'll come to you with two hot people dressed in underwear and fringe vests, two different painted backdrops of crowds, one unicorn pool floaty, and a bottle of rosé. We'll take a few cool photos of you and be out of your hair in under an hour, so you can look like you nailed summer fun all while never leaving the house. So this summer, forget the lines, the inevitable heat stroke, the slowly developing tinnitus, hippie BO, and overpriced bar snacks, and come to So Chilla. Because looking cool doesn't have to be lame.
Everybody's favorite children's show has been picked up for a seventh season, Wiggy Piggy Funtime Town. So we thought all the kids out there might want to go behind the scenes for a real pitch meeting. Let's see what kind of shows the writers are coming up with next.
Okay, first, Terry, what's your idea for some Wiggy Piggy magic?
Okay, so the mayor of Wiggy Piggy Town grows evil orange hair on his head, and he says he wants to be the mayor for life.
Let me address this right off the top. All of you have sent in an unusually large number of pitches that seem to be about Donald Trump. You know, not everything needs to be about him, especially for our target demographic of five-year-old children.
This isn't about Donald Trump. It's the mayor of Wiggy Piggy Town.
Well, what's the mayor's name?
Mayor Higginbottom Waterford H. Trump.
Don, what's your idea?
Oh, in my episode, a character from Wiggy Piggy Town suffers a self-inflicted gunshot wound near the White House.
This is a children's show. How is a self-inflicted gunshot wound even remotely appropriate?
Oh, because it turns out to be Donald Trump shooting himself in the foot.
You'd do a whole episode for that one Twitter joke.
It's a good line.
Yes, but it's low-hanging fruit, Don. In fact, haven't you noticed that everything about this president is low-hanging fruit? That's how he keeps getting people to continue talking.
I have an idea, Mike, and there's no politics.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, there's a big dragon that lives out of town.
Fine.
And everyone's afraid of him, but it turns out he just has a toothache.
Oh, okay.
So everyone tries to help, but then the dragon ruins everything by talking about steel tariffs and the stock market crashes.
No, you gotta worry about the prostitute. Why must Wiggy Piggy Town get sucked into that conversation? Wiggy Piggy is a place where people learn to listen to each other and learn how to solve problems together. Now, does anybody have any ideas for that?
It's Wiggy
Piggy Funtime Town! And today, the mayor puts up a wall to keep out immigrants and says Mexico will pay for it, and of course Mexico won't.
What an idiot.
Now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders tries to order food.
Thank you for ordering with Bulacek. What can I get you?
I'd like to get half a dozen.
Hey, you're Sarah Huckabee Sanders, aren't you?
No, I'm not, but people make that mistake a lot. Anyway.
Oh, that's definitely you. Sorry, lady, I can't give you any food.
I want to speak with the manager right now. Okay, you can't put me on hold in a drive-thru. Damn it!
Stay tuned for the next installment of Sarah Huckabee Sanders Tries to Order Food. A member of one of the most influential bands of all time, one half of the greatest songwriting team ever, Sir Paul McCartney, is back with a brand new album entitled Things I See. Just like his songs Day in the Life and Let Him In, the former Beatle is at it again, pointing out everything he sees right in front of his face, with songs like It Is Me.
When I find myself looking in the mirror, someone staring back at me. He looks familiar, it is me.
And Black is the Color.
Black is the color of the night sky. I can't see a thing when I walk. I just tripped over this sofa in the middle of the room.
Picking out a shirt.
Picking out a shirt. Shirt. Picking out the shirt. I open my closet door to find a shirt to wear. Right now I'm not wearing one, so my chest is so bare. I will choose one to put on, 'cause I'm picking out a shirt.
A new rendition of the classic song Yesterday.
Yesterday was a day before this day. Now it looks as though it is today. Oh, yesterday was yesterday.
And Hey You.
Hey you, I hear my voice, it is singing right now. Remember that it is coming from me, and then I will sing a little better, 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 better.
So buy the newest album from the legend Paul McCartney on iTunes today, or just listen to old John Lennon songs, because he was always the better songwriter.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner.
Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Who does that?
Yeah, like, I'm so shook. I was up all night. I couldn't sleep.
I know. Same.
What are you guys talking about?
You don't know?
I mean, I guess there's just so much chaos in the country. It's hard to keep up with it all.
Well, it's all anyone is talking about. I can't believe you haven't heard.
Heard what?
This season's bachelor, Ari, proposed to Becca K, only to break up with her weeks later.
Oh, never mind. I thought you were talking about something more serious.
Excuse me? This is as serious as it gets. The producers showed the entire breakup on national television.
Truly one of the hardest things I've ever had to watch.
Well, technically you didn't have to watch it. You could have changed the channel.
And miss Ari's proposal on After the Final Rose to Lauren B.? No, thank you.
Mm-mm. Who's Lauren B?
The girl he dumped right before proposing to Becca K. Oh my God, I can't believe Lauren B said yes.
I know. Did you see Becca M's face? She was not having it.
But so happy Becca K is the bachelorette.
Right?
I'm confused. I mean, you're both really smart girls. How are you this invested in The Bachelor? I wouldn't exactly call it quality TV.
I'm sorry. Have you ever won a Teen Choice Award?
No.
The Bachelor has won 9 of them.
My point exactly.
9.
It just seems like with all of the goings on right now in our country, you could be spending your pent-up energy fighting for change.
How's this for change?
We've put together a petition for the producers of The Bachelor to never show another unedited breakup again. It was excruciating. No one should ever have to sit through something as painful as that, and we already have 29,764 signatures.
The breakup was unedited?
Yeah, we saw it all. Every last word.
Oh my God. That is good TV.
Thank you!
And yet again, Sarah Huckabee Sanders tries to order food.
Siri, I'd like to order food delivered from,
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
I want to order food.
No, I mean, I'm not able to perform that function for you.
What do you mean you can't perform?
You know exactly what I mean, Sarah.
No, not you too. What fresh hell am I living in?
One of your own doing.
This isn't fair.
I don't like your tone.
Well, I don't like your tone.
I only have one tone. I think we are done here.
Oh, I'm just getting started.
Goodbye.
Ah!
Stay tuned for the next installment of Sarah Huckabee Sanders Tries to Order Food.
Hi, ladies. Thanks for dining at Vegan Galore. My name is Stu. Are you ready to order, or do you need a few more minutes?
I'm actually trying to decide between the grilled tofu wrap or the pomegranate salad. Do you have a recommendation?
Well, I'm not the biggest fan of salads. I personally need something a little heavier, with protein, ideally.
Okay, great. Tofu wrap it is.
You sure? I mean, it's up to you, but I personally am not a fan of the texture of tofu.
Okay, yeah. So I guess I need another minute.
I have a couple of questions about the menu, too. Do you like the mac and no cheese, please?
I like the mac and yes cheese, please.
Oh, I don't see that on here.
Yeah, that's because it's not. They don't serve cheese here, which is beyond me.
Isn't that the whole point of a vegan restaurant? Fake cheese and meat?
I'm sorry, I just threw up a little in my mouth.
For real?
Nothing to do with you. Everything to do with the thought of fake cheese and bullshit meat.
Is there anything on the menu you do like?
Don't tell anyone I'm telling you this. But sometimes the chef will make a turkey sandwich from leftover meat he brings from home. I'm sure he'll do you the salad.
We don't eat meat. We're vegan. That's why we came here.
Oh my god, you're vegan?
And we're gluten-free. So bread is off the table.
Oh, the only group of people I hate more than vegans are vegans who also don't eat bread. Oh, hi. I'm a vegan, which means I love talking about how healthy I am and how much better I am than everyone. Ooh, and the only thing that gives me some redemption is the fact that I eat bread. But oh, wait, I don't eat bread either. I suck the fun right out of food and out of life.
Hey, can we talk to your manager?
Patty, Table 9 wants to speak with you.
Hi, ladies. Can I help you?
We just thought we should speak to someone who was a little more knowledgeable about the menu. Stu was no help at all.
I'm so sorry about that. He's new, so we're still training him. I'm sure I can be of assistance to you.
Thank you. We really appreciate that. I guess we just want to know what you recommend.
Of course. There's a great steakhouse across the street. It's to die for.
Okay, we're leaving.
You're gonna love it.
We don't eat meat!
As our listeners know, homelessness has become a major problem across the United States, especially here in Los Angeles. But one man says he has the solution to homelessness. His name is Thomas Pierre Point, and he's my guest in the studio today. Thomas, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
So what's your answer to homelessness? What have you figured out that no one else has?
Well, it seems to me if you've got a lot of homeless people, the answer involves building homes.
Fair enough.
So I'm proposing to build a luxury high-rise with 107 residential units, including 30,000 square feet of commercial retail space at street level.
A luxury high-rise.
Beautiful place. And there's a homeless encampment in the park near here, so I figure we just replace the park with the high-rise and the homeless can stay in the same neighborhood.
And what are the rents going to be for an apartment?
Oh, that could range from, say, $3,000 a month for a two-bedroom to maybe, I don't know, $5,000 for a five-bedroom, whatever the market's going to bear.
And you don't think that's a little pricey?
Oh, not when you see what you get. Right near downtown, so it's very convenient for a busy executive or somebody who's going to be panhandling near the major bus lines. It'll also have a beautiful pool and jacuzzi and, of course, climate-controlled underground parking, which will really fit the bill if you've been living in your car up to this point.
Absolutely. And I see you've brought a homeless person with you.
Oh, yes. This is Kevin Dilmont. He's been living right where the new luxury tower is going up.
Pleasure to be here.
Kevin, how do you plan to pay $3,000 a month for a two-bedroom apartment?
Well, I figure if 30 of us can fit into those two bedrooms, that just comes out to $100 apiece.
Those numbers actually check out.
And I can't wait to wash my clothes in that pool.
So, Mr. Pierre Point, now that you have this plan in place, what's next for you?
Well, I'm going to be fighting a famine in Central Africa by opening a Chipotle.
And now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is in line at the grocery store.
Okay, that will be $237.09.
I have a coupon for the Crisco. And here's my food club card as well.
Wait a minute. You're Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
No, you must be mistaken, matey.
It says so on your club card.
Different Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
And you look just like her.
Weird, huh?
I can't sell you any food.
I can't take this anymore! I'm so hungry! Ah!
This has been Sarah Huckabee Sanders Tries to Order Food.
Jesus, Maria, I can't believe you wanted to spend our date night at IKEA.
Shut up. It's romantic. Is this the way to office furniture?
This whole sales floor is a maze. I think I've seen these curtains in a Romanian porno.
Which Romanian porno? The thing with the horses?
No, no. Remember the one where they're eating a flight attendant and then they go to Budapest?
Hello. Welcome to IKEA. How may I help you today?
Hi. My friend is building a home office and she's looking for a desk with an unpronounceable name that looks good now, but will begin to fall apart in 6 months. Can you help us?
Go through bedrooms, hang a right at the children's section, and take the doorway by the clearance area. You can't miss it.
Hey, thanks. You earned your minimum wage today.
You have to be a dick to the employees?
What? That was funny. Did she say left or right?
Is that the doorway?
I think so.
What is this place?
I have no idea. Even the merchandise is different. This thing is called a Skidbladnir. Looks like a warship that could be folded up and placed into your pocket. Do we need one?
Oh, there's another clerk.
You mean the midget?
They prefer to be called little people.
I prefer to be called a dwarf, for I am of the proud and ancient race of dwarves.
Sorry.
For millennia, my people have built wonders. First for the gods, and now for humanity. At reasonable prices, which you assemble at home.
Can you help us get back to the store?
This is the store, miss. But mortal eyes were never meant to see this side of IKEA.
Where's the manager?
I am Thor, God of Thunder, and section manager of the Swing Shift. Behold mighty Mjolnir, capable of leveling mountains, and my crafty Allen wrench, capable of assembling TV units and cabinets.
Thor, why are you working at IKEA? Aren't you rich from all the Avengers movies?
You would think so, but technically I'm public domain, so...
That's bullshit.
I know, right? Anyway, I mean... Silence! The tales told of your insolence to the staff have stirred me to wrath. I should imprison you both in the dungeons.
Ooh, by the pretzel area?
Yes, by the pretzel area.
Well, I don't want to go there.
Then to appease me, you must buy... Billy bookcases. 10 of them!
All right! I can get them in black brown, right?
White stain.
Fine.
Excellent. Yon dwarven clerk shall return you to the mortal realm and ring up your purchase. You know you can receive a discount if you have an IKEA family card.
No. You can sentence me to an eternity in the underworld. But I will not accept another goddamn family card.
And that's our show. This episode was written by Ebby Parker, Barry Lank, Joe Davis, Samantha Gerwitz, Ben Kirshner, Gil Barron, Jean Augusto, and Keith Saltajanes, with additional contributions for Man on the Street from Dominique DeBell, Jessica Park, Jeff Hendrick, and John Gutierrez. Performers on all the sketches were all the people I just mentioned, plus Chase O'Donnell, Bridget Fitzgerald, and Alex Schmidt. As always, we use many pieces of music from Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech. All sketches on this particular episode were produced and engineered by me, Barry Lank. My technical advisor in the studio is UBN Radio's chief engineer, the mighty, mighty Kurt Carlson. Our executive producers are Jeff Kreisler and Tony Hendra. And if there's one piece of advice I can give you, it is this.
Ollie, 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 Ollie.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.